The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to February 1986.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have the entire panel with us.
More than.
That's right. More than. I mean, the original, the full-time, really honest-to-goodness panel is gathered here.
At least.
One table today.
All right.
It's amazing. On my right, from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Tickled pink to be here in this nice crowd.
Oh. And he's still saying the same old dumb thing.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that voice you heard on Professor O'Neill's right, from the Department of History and returning to the show after a much too long absence, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, I'm not going to say hi, Ed.
No.
Where have you been?
She's been teaching in our northern campus at Clarkston.
Oh. It is a long walk back. Mm, that's true.
Yeah. That's right.
She doesn't walk back.
Oh.
He doesn't come back at all.
Right.
And on Professor Gravel's right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you here. On Mary Jo's right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mom. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you.
And on Professor Peace's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science of Oakland University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed. I'll say it.
Okay. Hi. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you receive an autographed photograph, photographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you receive a photographed autograph and a bumper sticker. Okay. Mm-hmm. On our last program, we were just in the middle, well, actually just started, a set of questions from Robert Carlson of Davenport, Iowa. And these just kind of jumped all over the place.
How are we doing so far?
Well, you were doing well.
You know, he asked one question and we got it, right?
Well, you'd have been asked three questions and you'd gotten one and a half wrong.
So. Oh. It's all right, average.
Yes.
Time for a rally.
Okay. All right.
We've got our reinforcements.
How many Americans were killed in the battle that destroyed the Japanese battleship, the Yamato?
We did that one.
We did that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, can you remember what your answer was?
We were three. Wrong.
We were
12.
Wrong.
No, 12. 12. That's right. That was the answer. Now we
pick up. 7,000 Japanese.
There was 3,063. Yeah. That's right. Okay. And we had been asked what town in Iowa Herbert Hoover was born in, and you had gotten West Branch.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But the next question, yes, but the next question now is, what was Herbert Hoover's middle name?
Horatio.
Yeah, it was began with an E.
No, it didn't.
An H.
He didn't have
Did
one.
He have
a C? C, and it's the name of a candy bar.
Clark.
That's right.
Chuckles.
Chuckles. Chuckles. Chuckles.
Chuckles is better.
Yeah.
In what year did England open its first public museum? Its first public
Pretty museum. Early on, wasn't it? Ed?
It was in the 18th century.
Oh, the 18th century.
Yes.
Yeah, because they couldn't have done it.
1759.
That's exactly it.
You know why? Bob was there at the opening.
They can't touch us today. Where in the world would somebody know that?
Which museum was that?
British was museum. A wild guess.
Was the museum pub open also across the street?
It probably was.
That was 1758.
Yes.
They sat around for a year and said, let's start a museum.
That's it. And someday Karl Marx
will come in and start drinking.
Okay.
And then DeWitt will come in.
That's right. And who's he? I learned last summer, by the way, that apparently Lennon also was a habitué of the museum pub.
Wow. There have been some stellar performers.
Tell you. Yeah. All right. What was Sigmund Freud's hobby?
Cigars.
Wasn't cigars.
Pulling the wings off glass.
No, I tell you, he collected things, but it wasn't stamps.
Okay. Butterflies.
Coins.
Mm-mm.
Not coins.
Records.
No.
You know those personal columns in the newspaper?
Yes.
He collected those.
No, he didn't.
Dear Abby.
He
didn't.
That's right.
Now, this was
it's single white male field.
It's in the art field.
Painting.
No.
Brushes. Little paintbrushes.
No.
Long, thin paintbrushes.
Bob. Bronzes.
Not a collecting paintbrush.
Now, they were he collected antique statues.
That's right. Bronzes.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
No, just little plaster things.
Sarah, you have to get it before Ed gives us the answer.
Who is the founder of the Royal Geographical Society? Or rather, who was the founder of the Royal Geographical Society?
Sir Edmund?
Sir?
No.
Is it yeah. Sir something?
There's no Sir.
Lord.
His name. He probably became one.
Yeah.
First name's a very common first name.
John.
William.
Yes, oh, John. Okay. And the last name is the northernmost point in the United States.
Barrow.
That's
Barrow.
Right. John Barrow. Alaska. John Alaska. What is
that
this?
Name?
No, Wallace was talking about his Alaska.
I know.
Alaska. He wants to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Alaska is the northernmost point.
Well,
in
that's
the
true.
States.
Well, it's not a point.
Not the contiguous.
Okay.
Who it's International Falls.
Mary Jo could tell you it's not a point, it's a line.
Right.
It's a series of points.
Who said the following?
Billions of points.
As to science itself, it can only grow.
Newton.
No.
Benjamin Einstein. Franklin.
He said it in Italian.
Galileo. Oh,
that's right, Galileo. Who said, the eternal mystery of the world is its comprehensibility?
This show's really getting highbrow,
given.
Isn't it?
This name's already been given.
Newton.
No. Not Newton.
Alaska. John Alaska.
Religiously.
No, it is not.
Freud.
It's a great scientist.
Descartes.
Uh-oh.
Sigmund Freud.
Who's
His
been
name
mentioned
was mentioned
before?
Just about
Newton.
30 seconds
Newton.
Ago. Not Newton.
Einstein.
Yes, Albert Einstein. Who said, my aim is to show that the celestial machine is to be likened not to a divine organism, but rather to a clockwork.
I've got a different one. How about who said?
Copernicus.
It wasn't Copernicus. It was a contemporary.
Kepler.
That's right. That's right.
He makes those cookies now, doesn't
right.
he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Elliptical cookies with
the
little...
which yes. revolves yeah. around the sun.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the end of the questions from Mr. Carlson of Davenport, Iowa. You
good
one,
questions.
Yeah, we sure did.
2.5 out of 14.
We got them.
You got it, panel.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Did very well.
But good questions.
1759.
17.
It did it. It sure was.
He's a historian. He's approximate. That's good enough.
Sure.
100 years.
Give or take
100 years.
Yeah. Well, we thank Mr. Carlson and send in some more.
Yeah.
Those were fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our next set of questions is from an anonymous. From anonymous.
Thank you.
Gadsden, Alabama.
Not likely that they'll put their bumper sticker on
I
their car then, is there?
I mean, we only know one person in Gadsden, Alabama, don't we? That's Bert Tilley.
There aren't that many that live in Gadsden.
That's
as I
right.
Gadsden.
That's probably
no,
it.
It's
anyway,
not during the day.
No.
He says, this is my second set of questions. Maybe this isn't Bert
no,
Tilley.
It's not Bert.
This is
no.
Bert Tilley's split personality.
That could be.
Yeah.
I need to win so I can see what Wallace Peace looks like. It's obvious you know very little about comic books. When asked to name the original Avengers,
referring to Wallace, right?
One professor thought there were no women. The Wasp is a woman. Okay.
Of course.
So 8 correct answers are required to pass. These are all on comic books.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Who was the founder of the X-Men? The X-Men.
The founder.
He's already admitted I don't know anything about comic books.
So we've got to do all
now
the
X. The X is actually the first letter of the name of the founder.
Mr. Xylophone.
Not Xylophone.
Xanadu.
No. No. Think
Xenon. Oh.
Xavier
Cugat. Yeah.
Just
Xavier.
It's Professor Charles Xavier.
What are X-Men?
I have no idea.
They're Xavier's men.
Yeah, Xavier's men.
Yeah. Yeah. Hardy men, true and bold.
Who created Superman?
He didn't make any money.
Krypton. It blew up.
No.
Who was that?
Who were the...
Jor-El.
No. You're thinking of a character. I'm thinking of the authors of Superman. Who were the people?
Who was that?
Were
Chester
men.
Gould or something.
There were two men.
That was Dick Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but there were two men that created Superman.
Spelling and Goldberg.
Well, that's not too far off.
Gelling and Spoldberg.
No, I'll have to give it to you, though. But it was Siegel and Schuster.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What long-running comic book ends in December of this year? Will never be seen again.
Uh-oh.
Superman.
No, but it's you're right in the right ballpark.
Batman and Robin.
Captain
Wonder
Marvel.
Woman. Wonder
Shazam.
Woman.
Were you guessing, or did you know?
Oh, well, I know about Wonder Woman. I used to see the TV show.
I mean, there'll be no more Wonder Woman with her transparent airplane and her bracelets and everything.
And her talking tiara.
That's right. That's right. My gosh.
We used to call it Tyra.
What is the team of teenagers under the X-Men? What are they
the
called?
Ex-teenage.
The juvies.
No.
The JDs.
The Y Jets. Boys.
No.
The Sharks.
The Beasties.
No.
Are they good or bad?
They're probably good. I don't know.
The F Boys. Fagan's Troop.
Know what X
no,
are.
See, I can't help you.
XX.
Can't help
they
you.
Are the new
Musketeers.
Mutants.
The mutants?
The new mutants.
They don't sound like good people.
No,
they don't.
But they could
sixth
be.
Finger that gives them away.
Now we get off of comic books.
Hallelujah.
Whoever heard of a good teenager?
What British monarchs were portrayed by each of the following performers?
Okay. This is a piece
Sir
of
John
cake here.
Good.
Charles Laughton.
Henry VIII.
That's right. Yeah. Betty Davis.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
That's right. Basil Rathbone.
Richard III.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Anna Neagle. Remember Anna Neagle? Yes. All those Michael Wilding movies.
Yeah.
Anna Neagle.
No,
she couldn't, but she was a British institution.
Yeah. Well, how many?
Elizabeth I, one, two, or
no, not
Victoria.
An Elizabeth.
Mary.
Victoria. Yes. She used to play. She played Florence Nightingale and all these.
All the biggies.
Yeah, like Charlton Heston.
And she couldn't act.
No,
he
she couldn't
act either.
Well, that's all right. Doesn't hurt.
You don't have to be.
Neither could
to
Queen,
be
Victoria.
Queen Victoria.
Yes.
She didn't make one good film.
Who?
Queen Victoria.
Oh, no. I never thought about that.
RKO, the former movie studio,
yes.
Stands for what? What do the initials RKO stand for?
Radio Corporation of America.
No.
Spelling like America.
Students. Yeah. No. Radio is right.
Kaleidoscope.
No.
Kaleidoscope.
I'm trying to think of something with a K.
Radio killed America.
No. RKO.
Oh. Is it somebody's name?
Yes.
Aha.
Yes.
Kelly.
No.
Kilgore.
No.
Kildan.
No.
Kilgallen.
It's not a last name. It's a first name.
Don with a K?
It's Keith.
Radio Keith.
Radio Keith. And now, what's the O?
Organization.
No.
Operation.
Think of a word derived from the name of the great Greek.
Orpheus.
That's right.
Radio.
Orpheum.
Orpheum.
Radio Keith Orpheum.
Good
Strange.
Hit, Ed.
I wonder why they would name it that.
Or why they would bother abbreviating it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know that. We know why that. They made it RKO. Yeah.
Who directed The Wizard of Oz?
I don't know.
Nor do we care.
Victor Fleming.
Okay. Did he do anything else?
Yes.
Did he?
Gone with the Wind, didn't he?
Did he really?
Or part of it or something like that.
A couple
that.
Of good ones. No, they were made in the same year, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
He did two blockbusters.
The Bell Tolls and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was one of the stable of MGM type directors. Mm. Who played the vampire in the 1922 German
Wallace.
Film Nosferatu?
Klaus Kinski.
That. No. That's the one it's based on, though.
Yeah.
I want to say Lon Chaney.
No. It wasn't. No, it's German.
Frederick Marx.
And the last name actually in German means terror. Which is appropriate casting.
Hmm.
Schrecklich.
Let's just drop the Shrek. Last syllable. Schreck.
Mm-hmm. Max Joseph
Schreck. Max Schreck. That's right.
Hmm.
Frankenstein was first filmed by whom? First version of Frankenstein ever filmed. Who did it?
Boris Karloff.
No.
The director.
Who made
the cameraman.
The film? Who made the film?
The cameraman.
D.W. Griffith.
Yeah.
Even before D.W. Griffith.
Who was before him?
He invented the whole process.
Oh. Who was
Oh, Abner Doubleday, of course.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison.
Yes.
Wow.
And
wow.
I
that is amazing.
The second part of this question, who starred in it and all that stuff.
Okay,
you
good.
You never know who Charles Ogle was.
No.
So.
No.
Okay, let's just take a little break here for a second.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from February 1986. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from February 1986.
Say something, Wallace.
Hi, Mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Am I on now?
We're just checking our microphones.
Right, yes. Glad you got well from last week.
Yes, yes. We're back with our last question.
That means the fact that I answered all the questions, no one will ever know.
No one will ever know.
You'll never know.
This was my greatest show.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Final question goes back to comic books. Where is the famous Professor Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters located?
Hartford, Connecticut.
No.
Midville.
It's a very wealthy suburb of New York.
Scarsdale.
Another
Bronxville.
No.
Westport.
West.
Chester.
Chester.
Chester, yes.
I thought that was a county. Is it also a city?
Well, it just says Westchester, New York. Okay. One, two, three, four.
Five, six.
Four, yeah, he beat you.
What? Okay.
Anonymous
oh,
one.
I can't believe that.
Yes, we have an anonymous winner here from Gadsden, Alabama.
Well, nobody gets anything until they send their name in.
Right. I mean, do we actually send things to P.O. boxes? Our producer says, yes, we do.
We
all
do.
Right. Well, anonymous, send in some more, but you'll get your winner's prize.
And put that bumper sticker on.
Mm-hmm. And now...
Now you see how bad it is for my mic doesn't work.
Right.
We don't win.
That's
a set
right.
of questions...
From... Another anonymous, right?
No, John Hughes.
Same person.
Of Marlboro, New Hampshire.
Ah.
Who says, Dear Professor,
Marlboro.
I don't know.
Come in.
Here are 12 questions drawn at random from my meager reference library after enjoying your program on WRSI, Greenfield, Massachusetts. I'll accept 7 correct answers as a win.
Okay.
Correct answers to the optional questions rate an extra point.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to receiving my autograph photograph or photographed autograph or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything
what
we want to give you.
Yes. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Let's get it.
Viking 1, the unmanned 1975 Mars mission, was expected to transmit data for 3 months. How long did it continue to function?
10 years. It's still
years.
It's still going,
isn't
it?
No, it's not anymore.
7 years.
That's close. That's close enough. It was 7.3 years, yes.
So that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Darn close.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about Viking 1.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Okay. Some people just can't make things obsolescent.
Who was Clifford Sifton, and what was he famous for?
Oh, Cliff.
Yeah.
Cliff he Sif. Made the flower sift.
Sifton
yeah.
Cliff.
No,
yeah,
he
made
not.
The flower sift.
Sifton Cliff.
Sifton Cliff.
Okay. He was the first man to...
He was the first person to be killed in an accident when he stepped off a trolley car in Boston, Massachusetts.
He went across the Niagara Falls
in a
barrel.
No. He was the Canadian Minister of the Interior from 1896 to 1905. He was responsible for the massive influx of immigrants to Western Canada.
Ah.
He's been cursed ever since in Canada, probably.
That's probably true. What is the favorite food of the two serows, S-E-R-O-W-S, rare Japanese mammals with heads like goats and bodies like antelope, at the San Diego
Chocolate-covered
Wild
ants.
Animal Park?
What is the favorite food?
Sushi.
Yes.
Sushi.
No.
Yeah. Head cheese.
No.
I like serow's ants.
So do I.
Pimento loaf.
Chili dogs.
No. It's a flower. It's a flower.
Oh. Roses.
Sifted flour.
Oh, hibiscus. Drawing hibiscus.
No, think
I'm
of
sure.
La Traviata.
Bougainvillea.
No.
Camillas.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Of course.
That's right.
I never feed mine anything but camillas.
They
only like
they
pink
won't
ones.
Eat anything else but camillas.
No,
the white ones
out.
Make it sick.
Yes. What is the name of the first element to be synthesized, and when was it done? The first element to be synthesized.
Well, let's see. Element we're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
Compound here.
Wasn't it the one molybdenum was bombarded with deuterons and you came out with something?
Something, I don't know.
Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Mr. Perry used to talk about that all the time. Right.
She's very
disappointed
in you.
No,
it wasn't aspergum either. No. It's technetium. Technetium.
I don't think Miss Perry ever mentioned that.
No. It was done in 1937, panel.
She would have known.
She did it in the next class after you left.
When and where was the Greek geographer mathematician Ptolemy first translated into Latin?
When and where?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When and where?
Well, We're talking quite a while ago, right?
Well, yes.
Not that much, during the Renaissance.
That's yeah. right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So, yeah. later than that. So we're talking 1500s.
No.
1453.
Well, just before that. I mean, it's...
1414.
That's close enough.
What day was it?
Between 1400 and 1406.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And it was in Florence.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was in Florence.
And it was by Manuel Cristaloris.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, my gosh.
I got
extra credit. You get extra yeah. credit for that one. Mm. Exactly.
He's a good friend of mine.
That's right.
So, my other life.
Plus one here.
Okay, way to go, Sarah.
Mm. Wow.
Glad you're back.
What is the fifth most widely spoken language in the world today?
Portuguese.
No.
Portuguese.
Well, let's see.
Now, the Chinese. First is Chinese.
Probably.
Russian. And the second would be Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Then
English.
The third would be English.
I don't know if English is third.
Or French.
French.
No, French.
No.
I don't think French is up high at all.
Oh, Spanish.
Because they speak
Spanish.
It all over.
Spanish would be more than...
How about French?
No, it's
Arabic.
Not. Yes.
Arabic.
It's Arabic.
It's Arabic. That would be Arabic. We're doing this alphabetically.
Yes.
Aardvarkian.
Arabic
Alabamese.
Is the sixth largest language.
Fifth largest language. Why were compasses on early sailing ships sheltered in little houses?
So they couldn't escape.
They were maltreated by the crew. People wanted to drink the mercury.
Why were they sheltered?
Well, I am going to accept that as an answer.
Because you couldn't have them rolling around the deck, right?
No, I am going to accept your original answer about being maltreated. Because it says, magnetism was considered by many to be the work of the devil, and the captain had to protect the compass from possible violence by the crew.
What was it housed in, like something full of garlic?
Don't ask me. When did the Goths, under the command of Alaric, sack Rome?
410.
That's right.
Or so. A.D.
That's right.
Exactly.
What was Duke Ellington's real name?
Edward Moore Kennedy. Edward Kennedy.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. In what year did the first successful parachute descent take place?
The first successful.
Well, the first unsuccessful.
There have been centuries of unsuccessful ones.
They continue to this day.
Let's see. Leonardo invented it. So.
That's true. That's
so we're talking.
Took a little while to perfect.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And a lot of volunteers.
We had to get a volunteer.
What did you go parachuting out of an airplane or over a cliff?
From a building?
Much before airplanes.
So much before, like 1700s?
It's 1700s.
Okay, I got you in the right century.
Very close to 1759.
It's after that.
After the British Museum was open. Okay.
And the pub would start.
That's right. 1781.
That's close enough. I mean, it's 1797, but I'll accept that.
Okay.
What was it
16 years.
It doesn't say, but it was some guy named Jacques Garnerin who jumped 3,000 feet.
Cliffs of Dover.
Probably.
His nickname was Splat.
Never had the guts to do that one again.
When and where was rubber first synthesized?
What's his Brazil. Name? Dropped it on that stove. We're talking 18...
Penicillin.
Oh, penicillin.
Yes, that's penicillin.
That's flubber.
Oh, we're talking vulcanized rubber here. Yep. So this is well before
this
that.
This is synthesized.
Oh, synthesized.
Yes. When was rubber?
It was this Indonesian guy.
And where? No, it wasn't. It was in Germany during World War I.
Well, so we're talking early 1900s, right?
at least the early half.
19-teens.
You don't miss a point.
I want our listeners to understand what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Finally. Who coined the name the United Nations?
Roosevelt.
Wilson.
That's right. Roosevelt.
Teddy?
That's right. No, not Teddy.
His was the leading
command.
One, two, three.
Don't forget that extra
but
one.
Plus, we would knock off one already because you got one extra. So you only got two out of 12. You got 10 out of 12.
Terrific.
And he wanted you to get 7. You've made it, panel. Oh. You've done it.
We walked all over him.
Yeah. Well, we thank Mr. Hughes of Marlborough, New Hampshire. He'll be receiving his consolation prize. And send in some more questions.
Don't do those esoteric ones anymore. You don't win.
Yeah, that's right. See?
Give us the easy ones.
Okay. Our next set of questions comes from Well, I'll be darned. Bert Tilley.
Bert Tilley again.
Gadsden, Alabama.
That looks like Bert's work.
Son of a gun.
Yes, yes. He says here are 25 questions that are all over the
place.
Boards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's Bert. Yeah.
That's Bert. Yes, and the way he spells it is certainly Bert, too.
Hi, Bert.
Okay, all right.
And he never wins.
Really?
No. He says, John, it's a postscript. John, Bert is my name, my only name, the name I got when I was born.
Is this to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Bert?
I don't believe that.
No, we really think it's Ethelbert, don't we? Yeah.
I think Adelbert.
Oh, Engelbert.
Yeah, Engelbert. Yeah, anyway. All right, who is called? He wants you to get 20 of 25, by the way. Who is called the father of modern sci-fi films?
Boris Karloff.
No.
A director.
This is a director. Producer-director.
Yeah. Well, who's done a lot of sci-fi? Roger Corman.
This is before Corman.
Edison.
But early 50s.
Yeah, Edison.
Early 50s.
Early Who 50s. Did the thing?
Well, it wasn't... No, that wasn't... that was Howard Hawks, I think. But this man did The War of the Worlds.
Wells?
He was a buddy to everyone.
A buddy to...
Edison.
Buddy. Buddy.
No.
Buddy.
He was a friend to everyone.
A friend. What is... I don't get it.
George Pal.
Oh. Great hit, Ed.
Yeah, and we were really bad.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What cast of characters in... wait a minute. Okay. It's always interesting reading Bert's questions here. Mm-hmm. Yes. What cast of characters? The following cast of characters were the creation of a particular comedian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who created Percy Dove Tonsils? Percy Dove Tonsils, Eugene,
Ernie,
and the Great Whodunit. Ernie.
Ernie, what's his name?
Kovacs.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Percy Dove Tonsils.
That's
I
right.
Remember.
If it is
that was
nine.
Before your time, Wallace.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
If it is 9:45 p.m. East Central Standard Time. What time is it in Paris, France? 9:45.
Probably about 8 hours ahead, right? 6 to 8.
17:45.
Are they six?
Six, isn't it?
They're 6 hours ahead.
Yes, they're 6 hours.
Hours ahead.
So what is that? 3?
14,
but
2.
But it's another 15. Hour
for Central.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be 7 hours ahead.
That's
7 hours
p.m.
Ahead. Yes.
Oh,
so
p.m.
7,
in
2,
Central
13
time.
2:13 would be 1.
That's
c'est, c'est l'après-midi, après tout. C'est le temps pour le thé.
Right. You see, the answer I have here is 5:45 a.m., and that's not right.
No.
Mm-hmm. That is not right. No. That's right. I mean, Central Standard Time would be 7 hours
right.
behind
mm-hmm.
Paris.
Right.
And that is not 5:45 mm-hmm. in
no.
the morning.
Okay. No, it isn't. Bert, get it together.
That's right.
You screwed up, Bert.
Your source is wrong there, Bert.
Yep.
All right. But we'll come back to Bert's questions in our next program because we've run out of time. So I want to thank the panel today. Professor O'Neill, Professor yeah. Gravel, Professor Nichols, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski. And now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, ask the professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from February 1986.